who is just the divine Miss Drucker.
She's the best.
She's going to take us to church and set us up.
She is. She sure is. Are you ready?
Leo, will you come back in on the other side? We didn't talk about it.
Of course, sure.
Okay. Okay. I'll see you in a little bit. We'll see what happens between now and then.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Karen Drucker.
My religion is kindness. My church is nature. My God is this feeling that lives deep inside. My job is to be conscious. My path is forgiveness. My religion is kindness. Gonna practice it every day. Now everyone has a story. Everyone has pain. When we strip away our masks, we find that we're really all the same. It's those little things we say and do that can mean so much. It's a smile, a connection, simple love and touch. My religion is kindness. My church is nature. My God is a feeling. It lives deep inside. My job is to be conscious. My path is forgiveness. My religion is kindness. Church of nature. My God is this feeling that lives deep inside. My job is to be conscious. My path's forgiveness. My religion is kindness. I'm gonna practice it every day.
Every day.
Just imagine it's a saxophone. Applause.
Karen Drucker, I love the very ground you walk on. Oh, girl, you just gave an entire talk in a song. You gave my entire talk in a song. Kindness. I used to ask Karen if the Dalai Lama commissioned her to write that song, because that's his message. And Karen, I'm having a little flashback to the very first time we met. Sicily, 1945. No, it was actually LA, the year 2000. And it was the very first New Thought Music Symposium at Agape in Los Angeles. And it was hosted by Ricky Byers and Michael Beckwith and everyone who was anyone. And now we know of so many of them in the New Thought music world were there. And we were having a little break between things the first morning, and somebody walked up behind me and pinched my butt hard. And it was Karen Drucker. She said, David Alt told me to do that, to find you and do that. that I had to meet you. And that's how we met. And look, I had a good butt back in 2000. Okay. But that's how Karen Drucker and I got to know each other. And she has taken the world by storm with her music ministry. And I'm so grateful whenever she's here with us. And I was also thinking about another person that I met, speaking of Dalai Lama. I didn't meet Dalai Lama, but I back at that same, the very first music symposium, I met a guy named Michael Fitzpatrick. I'll bet some of you remember him from way back. He's a cellist who could just play, he would play his cello and just transport us. And he looked like a movie star, but oh my God, it was amazing. And he traveled the world with Dalai Lama. That's how Dalai Lama fits in. And whenever he would come to New York and play with us, Doyle and I used to ask him if he played Hello Dolly as the Dalai Lama's entrance music, wherever they were around the world. But my religion is kindness really is what the Dalai Lama's ministry is all about. And you already know, Leo and I already talked about it, if you didn't know in advance, that the name of my talk today is, Oh, For the Love of God. Because that's just a statement that has cracked me up. You know, I'm easily cracked up and, entertained, not cracked up. And, Oh, For the Love of God. The more I thought about that phrase, I thought, let's take it literally. Let's take everything for the love of God. And I actually was reading an essay that the Dalai Lama wrote. And the quote that really stood out to me is the one that I used today that has been the spark of this idea to speak on today. And that quote is that love, compassion, and tolerance are necessities, not luxuries. Without them, humanity cannot survive. Love, compassion, and tolerance are necessities, not luxuries. And humanity cannot survive without them. And when I first read that, I was like, yes! Oh, another brilliant, brilliant phrase. And then I noticed how I bristled at one of those key words, and that word is tolerance. And being Pride Month, I realized years ago, as I was embracing who I am and learning to accept myself and love myself, and as I've shared before, Unity was so instrumental in that part of my own journey, that tolerance was so often associated with being gay. And I took issue with that. I'm like, really? Part of acceptance is being tolerated? Even just a couple of years ago, there was an article, it was during the pandemic, whatever that 3-year blur was. But it was an article in The Economist news magazine that said, the title was, As More People Come Out, Tolerance Will Spread. Really? Again? Tolerance, being tolerated. So I saw these words, this quote by the Dalai Lama, as an opportunity. I thought, well, this is bringing some stuff up for me. So it's an opportunity. It's a growth opportunity. It's a healing opportunity. And I'm a lover of words. Many of you know that about me. Some call me the word sheriff. So I did what any good researcher might do. And that is go to Merriam-Webster and see what the dictionary says about tolerance. So you know how the dictionary has several different versions, different meanings. So the first one said tolerance is the act of passively allowing something, especially something wrong, by failing to prevent or stop it. The act of passively allowing something, especially something wrong, by failing to prevent or stop it. See? But I kept reading. Gets better. The second definition of tolerance is the act or capacity of enduring. For instance, I have a very low tolerance for noise and excitement. And of course, pain is subjective because everyone has their own level of pain tolerance. Okay. The third definition said tolerance is the interest in, the concern for, and openness toward ideas, opinions, practices, etc., that are different from one's own. A liberal, undogmatic attitude. Tolerance presupposes taking another's perspective, not just being aware of it. Mine is a job that rewards curiosity and tolerance, an exploratory spirit with respect to new ideas. Okay, but here's the payoff. Here's the winner. Here's the diving in a little deeper with why is this word still under my skin. Tolerance is a fair, respectful, and permissive attitude or policy toward people whose opinions, beliefs, practices, racial or ethnic origins, etc., differ from one's own or from those of the majority. Freedom from bigotry and from an insistence on conformity. Jackpot. In this multiracial, multicultural school, here's an example, students are taught tolerance and respect for those different from themselves. Recent changes in the country's legislation show greater tolerance for religious diversity. And there it is. There is my opportunity to rethink, to reframe, to have a healing. So I now have an opportunity to look at tolerance in a new way. And I know that as we are one, we are uniquely the same. If I'm taking issue with this word, I know that others are taking issue with this word. And that's why I wanted to look at it today. And I thank the Dalai Lama for that. But here's the next thing about it. Tolerance is a good place to start. Where do we go from there? Love, compassion, and tolerance. I think the order of those, if I had been editing the book where I found the Dalai Lama's essay in one of my books, I would have said tolerance, compassion, and love. Because I think that's the order we have to move in, starting with tolerance, starting with not necessarily embrace the opinions the willingness to create a space for healing. How about that? So here's the next thing that I did with this word. What's the opposite of tolerance? Think about it. For those of you that said intolerance, you are correct. Your name will be put in the drawing for a brand new car at the end of today's service. So intolerance, let's look at that defined. Intolerance is the unwillingness or refusal to tolerate or respect opinions or beliefs contrary to one's own. The unwillingness or refusal to tolerate or respect opinions or beliefs contrary to one's own. The unwillingness or refusal to tolerate or respect persons of a different social group, especially members of a minority group. So that's intolerance. And that's what I was associating with the word tolerance for so many years. Because if you twist some of those words around, if you craft those, work with those, then tolerance becomes the willingness to tolerate and respect opinions or beliefs contrary to one's own, especially respecting persons of a different social group. Ah. So here's something that the Dalai Lama says in this essay that really struck me, that resonated with me. He says that in many different ways, what he always says, is that kindness is his religion. That's why I asked Karen if he commissioned her to write that song, if she wrote that song for him. His religion is kindness, however he gets to it. He says that no matter whether you are learned or not, whether you believe in the next life or not, whether you believe in God or Buddha or some other religion or not, in day-to-day life, you must be a kind person. You must be a kind person. Karen said in her song, are you going to practice kindness? Because that's what we have to do. We have to practice kindness. We are so good at certain things in Unity, aren't we? Especially when we're together on a Sunday, or whenever we're together in a group, whether we're just together, even here online, you know, it's like we get lifted up, we get jazzed up, we get fueled up, we get fed. And then one little thing tips us the other direction. I'm going to give you an example. The other night, as you know, Voices in Unity had the honor of singing yesterday for the One Spirit commencement ceremony at Riverside Church, and it was glorious. And Thursday night, we were rehearsing, preparing our music. And during the rehearsal, there was a very big news story that broke and had to do with a former president. And as soon as we were done, it became all the talk. Oh my God, this finally, blah, 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 blah. You know, the conversation immediately went there, and I said, whoa, hold up. I get it. Get where you're coming from. But can we back up just a minute to the song that we were just working on, about singing one song of peace and of love and of making all our troubles cease? So I had a little scolding moment there, and that's our humanity. You know, we're in the world, but let's not be of the world. You heard just earlier, we do this every Sunday. We go through our mission and vision statements, and our vision, it is a tall order. It ain't no joke of a world consciously unified in love that leaves no one out and invites everyone in. Everyone, yikes, everyone. You mean even politicians? Everyone. We're not here to agree on everything. We are certainly not here to agree on everything. There's something else the Dalai Lama says in this essay, that the real troublemakers in the world are anger, jealousy, impatience, and hatred, because with those, problems cannot be solved. So if we're coming from anger and jealousy and impatience and hatred, what's the payoff? We get to connect with others in that stuff, you know, and we all go there. I mean, come on, we're living in this time, but we're talking about being kind to everyone in a world that is so heavily divided right now, and there's just such a heightened sense of ick going on. Yeah. We put our focus, what we focus on is what grows. And if we're focusing on kindness, Leo, I'm going to ask you something, Leo. I don't know if you can do this, but I love, you find the most incredible things in the work that you do. And I love that little cartoon that you showed in the countdown. And I know that not a lot of people sign on early before 11 a.m. to see that. Is there a way that you can show that little cartoon on kindness right now?
You have to say the words abracadabra.
Oh, okay, wait, let me get my wand. I have a wand here. It's how I focus the image. Abracadabra? That is awesome. Leo, thank you. I'm so grateful that Abracadabra worked and you were able to pull that up. I know people think that was planned, but now we go with the flow. We live in the moment. Better Worldians. I didn't even see that part before. Oh, think of how good it feels to do a kindness. It releases those endorphins. It's healing. It's healing to you, to others. And I'm talking about unconditional kindness. Is there anyone here today, now be honest with yourselves, that has opened a door for someone to go through and they have not even acknowledged it? And then you're like, ah, I'm not doing that for them again. Nah. Come on. Kindness needs to be unconditional just for the sake of doing it. And the only way to do it and get better at it is to practice it. The only way to practice it is to do it. And here's an idea that came to me when I was thinking about this, the whole tolerance and kindness and the Dalai Lama, is think of somebody in your life. It could be somebody, it could be a one-time experience in your life, or it could be someone who's been a major part of your life, who was really kind, somebody who was really kind to you. I'm so blessed to have so many memories and thoughts and people in my life that fit that mold of kindness. And every now and then I talk about my grandmother, Ninny, or my Uncle Brian, wise Uncle Brian, wise, fun, funny, insightful, calm, cool, collected, kind Uncle Brian. And I want you to think of those, remember those bracelets, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Think of your person, WWUBD, what would Uncle Brian do? Or make a bracelet for yourself. Make it, but have a reminder. Have someone in your life model that, what that looks like to be kind. And remember how that felt or feels perhaps still present to be around that person. I have a feeling for many of us, including myself, Cathy Grant fit that for me. What would Cathy Grant do? WWKGD. She had kindness down, man. And she also had honesty and direct honesty down. She was kind. So think of somebody. There's another thing I want to share that the Dalai Lama said in this article. Let me find it here. I want you to hear this, because here we are at unity, and I think this strikes a chord with with what brings us all together from different backgrounds. And he said that all religions can learn from one another. Their ultimate goal is to produce better human beings who will be more tolerant, more compassionate, and less selfish. Human beings need spiritual as well as material sustenance. Without spiritual sustenance, it is difficult to get and maintain any peace of mind. It is difficult without spiritual substance to get and maintain peace of mind. The purpose of religion is not to argue which one is the best. There is a richness in the fact that there are so many different presentations of the way. When I read this, the image that flashed into my mind was, remember, you know, those bumper stickers that say coexist, or their t-shirts, whatever. You know what I'm talking about, right? And it's got all the different religions, and it's so perfect that we just did this thing yesterday with One Spirit Interfaith Seminary, Interspiritual Seminary, following, you know, studying so many different faith traditions. Anyway, I find it hilarious and just wrong that the guy who created that, he patented it so nobody else can use it. There are lawsuits from people trying that have taken the coexist thing to use it. That is just so wrong. Oh my God. And I'm not sure. I have to look into this, but I've been told that, I haven't studied the authenticity of this, but I was told that the same thing happened with the rainbow flag, that it's changed recently as so many different words and letters. It's like the alphabet soup, and I'm not being irreverent here, but it's just like LGBTIQT+. I don't really know what all the letters are right now, and I'm not being flippant or irreverent. I don't know, because it's about all of us being of one family, all of us being inclusive. But it just cracks me up that somebody can take one idea and twist it into the complete polar opposite of what it was meant for. The real troublemakers are anger, jealousy, impatience, and hatred. And with those, problems cannot be solved. And I fully understand that you might not be ready to embrace and these or to release these troublemaking friends, anger, hatred, jealousy, impatience. But as Carlos has said to us so many times, you have been informed. And I say your captivity is up to you. And my hope is that you will take this idea today, whichever one is sparking, maybe sitting with you right now, resonating with you, that you'll take the idea and you'll work with it, that you will practice kindness, starting on kindness with yourself. You're with you all the time. Why not practice with yourself, being kind to yourself? When you look in the mirror and go, oh, God, this, that, oh, the fat, the wrinkle, the gray, whatever it is, reframe it. Be kind and go, wow, you are amazing. You are the face of God, because we all are. Another great Karen Drucker song, we are the face of God. So, my friends and my family, I hope that you will amp up your tolerance and your compassion and your love. And I want to share one more thing with you that I recently heard someone say, and I'd like for this to take us into meditation, because I thought it was so clever when I first heard it. I heard someone say, the only way to God is to start and then to keep going. And initially it's like, yeah. And then I thought, that's like so many affirmations. If we affirm that something's coming to us, when does it arrive? Money is coming to me now. Okay, when does it arrive? Love is coming to me now. When does it arrive? If the only way to God is to start and keep going, when do we arrive? When I walked 400 miles on the Camino last summer, I had a destination in mind. That was one leg of my ongoing journey. So what I'd like to do right now is go to that place within us where God is. And remember, there's no place God is not. So right now, I invite you to take a breath and let's go. As Charles Fillmore would say, let's go to headquarters. Let's meditate. Deep breath. The way to God is to start. The way to God is the awareness that we're already there. Just allow yourself to move deeper into that place. There is only one power and one presence in the entire universe, and that is God, omnipotent, omnipotence, omniscient, omniscience, omnipresent, omnipresence itself. We are one family of God. There are infinite expressions, yet we are all the same, rejoicing in sacred kinship. We're united by birth or adoption or marriage or inclusion. As friends, as community, we are family. And just as important as family, we are friends. The thing that really defines us is that we are all one family of God. We are uniquely the same. And so as we focus on this word, kindness, we let it seep in. See these particles of kindness moving into every aspect of our being, every cell, every atom, every tissue. See this beautiful visual that Leo has come up with. And we see these settling in. We are all the face of God. So as we move forward, I hope that you will look into the face of everyone that you see this week and remember this truth.
You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God. You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God. You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God. Can you sing that with me? You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are a part of me. You are the face of God. You are the face of love. You are the face of love. I hold you in my heart. I hold you in my heart. You are my family. You are my family. You are the face of love. Sing that again. You are the face of love. I hold you in my heart. I hold you in my heart. You are my family. You are my face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God. And if you don't know the sign language, it goes like this. You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God. You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God. You are the face of God. Now think of someone you love and say, you are the face of God. Now think of someone you have a little issue with. You are the face of God. Now think about yourself looking in the mirror. You are the face of God. Just breathe that in. You are the face of God. Last time. You are the face of God.